morning. Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry, mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breakfast, we in the kitchen.
Morning madhouse, morning madhouse.
What the f*** wrong with burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Charlotte. Man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa.
Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse, whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse, whoa.
That's what they said, boys. The morning madhouse. Somebody said it's Friday. That's right, it's Friday. Hey, hey. That means we at the end of the week, but we made it through. Yeah, it's been that kind of week. We out here, though. We out here. 47 degrees this morning. Today's high. We got to top out right near 70. That's where we're gonna hold steady at. Got cloud cover. We got some showers around the area, but don't think it's gonna rain today. More chances of rain tomorrow with low temperatures. Well, kind of low for this time of the year. It's gonna be only 65 tomorrow. 70 today with sunshine, and then back to the early late 70s on Sunday. So sunshine all weekend, with more clouds tomorrow, more greater chance of rain on tomorrow. In the madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, Miss Jessica?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Man, welcome to Friday.
All right.
Also in the madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up, the comedian, baby.
I say good morning.
Kershaw.
Good morning.
Chester.
Good morning.
Red Rose.
Good
City.
Morning.
All the way back to South of America.
Good morning.
What up, all my South Carolina folk? One time for the one time. What's up with it?
What's happening?
And I don't even think we mentioned this on yesterday, man. A lot of stuff going down in Union County. First off, you know, our hearts and our prayers go out to the children affected by the coach and teacher at Union Academy who actually got into a shootout with the Mexican cartel. Yeah, that was sad. And I actually know that coach. I knew him as a coach. I actually visited Union Academy several different times, and this whole story surrounding this is just, it's just crazy. Also in Union County on yesterday, a man on a tractor actually stopped the police chase. So it was a man out there. He was on his tractor in his yard, and he saw the police chase taking place. His grandson was out playing. So in order to protect his grandson and make sure his grandson wasn't hurt, he jumped in a police chase with his tractor and actually stopped the police chase on yesterday with his tractor. Actually, I tell you what, boss, you run through here, I'm going to run you over with my tractor. Yeah, so crazy stuff going on in and around the area. But also some good news. A man in Charlotte on yesterday won $1 million on a scratch-off. The QT on Monroe Road sold this man a $1 million scratch-off takeout. He hit for a million on a scratch-off. Do y'all play scratch-off? Do y'all play lotto?
Nah, I don't.
Sometimes.
Are you an avid player? Like,
no, sometimes.
It's just sometimes. Mm-hmm. So in a year's time, probably how many times you think you play?
Enough to count on my hands.
Like, yeah. 10 maybe?
Yeah.
And so like once a month. What about you, Bert?
Nah, I don't play.
At all?
No.
You don't take your chances?
I've never done it.
Oh, at all?
Mm-mm.
You don't play lotto at all either?
Nope.
Not even when you get to $1 billion?
Nope.
But it only cost $2-3 to play, Bert.
I've never done it.
Oh.
I'm cool.
Oh, man, listen. My partner, Simmy, I don't care where we at, if it's a gas station and it got scratch-offs, he playing. But he wins a lot, though. He really lucky. I know people that's really, really lucky. Like, that Simmy is one of those dudes. Like, he wins the raffles. You know how to do the raffles on Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
With the shoes and the money and stuff like that? He win those. We went to Cherokee. He won up there. We went to Vegas. He won out there. And he wins on, he plays scratch off all the time, and he wins on the scratch offs all the time too. He even won on the fish tape. I know you don't play fish tape. Jessica, you ever play fish tape?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they got the online fish table now, and they, as well as they have the regular fish table, you can go to arcade and play fish table. But yeah, he win at all of that. I don't really play like that. Like when the lotto get real big, like if it get to a billion or get to some high millions, yeah, then I'm gonna play. A scratch off, I don't know about the scratch offs. I think I've only played scratch off like twice And I played in Florida, and I won $200 when I played in Florida, and I played here, and I won like $40. But I don't play with it like that, but it's cool though. I mean, that lotto, cause you gotta look at it, Burp and Jesse. If that thing hit though, you know, for the amount of money that you paying, if you spend $100 and you come back with a milli, like this young man in Charlotte just came back with a milli. They said that, he chose the early payout, which is, $600,000, and then he'll come home with about $424,000. On a 30 to 40, it was actually a $50 scratch off that he played. On a $50 scratch off, I got $400,000. And they give your money soon as you go, you take it to the little lottery house. Oh yeah. I think I'm gonna start playing. I think I'm gonna get more engulfed in it. I ain't gonna go crazy with it, but I'm gonna at least start playing once a week. Cause a lot of people in and around the Charlotte area be hitting. Like I know a guy back in, I think 2003 or four, maybe five, 2003, four or five. He hit the lotto for $88 million out of South Carolina. And, he came home with 66. He took early payout, came home with 66 million. Whew. Jesus, it's got to be a God somewhere. Action packed show for y'all this morning. Y'all know how it goes down inside the Madhouse on a Friday. Coming up right around the corner, you know what it is. We got your Madhouse question of the day. And at 6:30, it is your Madhouse classic throwback. Let's go on and get it started with your inspirational power word of the morning. Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. One of the most fascinating adventures of my life was the opportunity to take a safari along the Serengeti Plains of East Africa. As we traveled along the dirt roads, we witnessed the gazelles, the zebras, the giraffes, and the elephants in action. We even managed to get an up-close view of the lions as they approached our van looking for shade. It was amazing to see these animals in their natural environment. They were free to roam as they chose, without restraints, without restrictions. There were no boundaries to keep them from freely moving about the plains. And you know, this scene of unrestricted freedom of the animals reminds me of how the book of Psalms describes God's faithfulness. It says his faithfulness reaches to the clouds. In other words, just as the animals in Africa have no restrictions and have no boundaries, God does not hold back his faithfulness in our lives. It is unrestrained. It's good to know that even when we are not faithful, God is still faithful, and he doesn't withhold his faithfulness from us. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis. This has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
You are another of Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is, Saturday Madhouse, 6:06, 6 minutes out of 6 o'clock. That means it's time for that Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who?
All right, we are wondering, asking you, what comedian has the best movies?
It's not even a question to me. It's not even a game, man. Eddie Murphy by far. Like, it's not even close. It's like Eddie Murphy and then everybody else. And he started way back in, like, what, the 80s? And, yeah, he's still making movies today. You know what I mean? So, yeah, Eddie Murphy by far for me.
I'm giving this one to Martin Lawrence. Martin Lawrence. And the reason why, yeah, I'm giving this one to Martin Lawrence. He has great movies. Hilarious. I mean, all of them are just funny. So I'm going with Martin Lawrence.
My favorite movie of all time is Coming to America. But Martin got some... He made better movies when Eddie wasn't making movies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Going movie for movie?
Movie for movie. Name them.
What?
Name them.
Roscoe Jenkins.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Blue Streak.
Beverly Hills Cop 2.
No.
Okay,
no.
Another 48 Hours.
Oh, no. Since you want to go the sequels and stuff, Bad Boys.
Okay, another 48 Hours.
1, 2, and 3.
Life.
Martin was in that too.
Coming to America.
Big Mama House. Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
Coming to America too.
Boomerang. House Party.
Norbit.
Ooh, House Party.
Norbit.
Nothing to Lose.
Nutty Professor. Nothing to lose. Mark wasn't that funny in there, but okay.
Huh?
He wasn't that funny in that, I mean.
He was funny in that one.
Not
the movie. I don't think the movie was supposed to be funny, but Martin was funny.
He was all right.
Death at the Funeral.
What? No, that was all right. Which one Martin got it in, and he was not the one. Nothing to Lose, is that the one where he was the security guard? No, National Security.
Nothing to Lose was funny.
Yeah.
Nothing to Lose
it.
Was when he was the white guy.
I remember.
That was.
What?
Yeah.
Norbert?
Norman,
Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah. Did you say Beverly Hills Cop?
I did. Yeah.
I'm gonna go Eddie.
Dolomite.
I'm gonna go Eddie.
Boomerang. And Martin is in that
Martin
one.
Martin was in that one too.
But Eddie had a bigger role.
Eddie
Martin.
Was a star.
Yeah, Eddie was a star. But Martin brought it though. Martin brought it.
Must be something wrong with
the Twister. Oh, Vampire Brooklyn. Let's have Church on the Line. Oh, you get to a piece of evil.
I said Eddie.
Stop playing with me.
But it's closer than we think.
It is. Now that you start spinning out Martin movies. Yeah, because Martin is in almost, I would say Martin probably got one or two bad movies. Maybe three. Eddie got about three or four.
Eddie's
movies have grossed more at the box office total than anybody else when it comes to comedic actors.
Dreamgirls. That okay. Jimmy Early.
Jimmy got soul.
Okay.
Jimmy got soul. You forgot about Harlem Nights.
I ain't forget about that.
You ain't say.
Just didn't name it. You would name Eddie movies, not me.
You're right. I forgot about Harlem Nights. Martin wasn't in that one.
No, he wasn't.
All right. All right, how do we tap in on this?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
One movie that was funny, that Eddie Murphy was funny in, but a lot of people don't talk about, I Spy. Have you ever seen I Spy?
I see, yeah.
When he was boxing.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's been a minute since I've seen it, but I see it.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Eddie got hits, man. It's tough, bro. Ooh. Yeah, but it's Eddie by far. All right, y'all tap in, man. It's the plug.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
Best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
All right, the defense rested its case in the Derek Chauvin murder trial yesterday, and he never said a word. The ex-cop invoked his Fifth Amendment right to not testify, telling the judge that the decision to keep quiet was his own. Now, over the course of the trial, his attorney argued that his client's use of force was justified, also claiming that George Floyd actually died from a heart issue. And then on Thursday, he even presented the possibility that carbon monoxide from the police car played a factor in Floyd's death. Closing arguments are set to begin on Monday if you are following this trial. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your nosy neighbor news quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie! You're done.
Put you first.
You're done.
Let me tell you something, Larry. This boy right here singing.
Moosky.
Oh, I lost for words. Let it hurt.
I hate your whole face, man.
I hate your whole face.
Leave that man alone. That man was doing his thing on the song.
I'm giving him a props. He is. Did you hear the ad lib part though? Oh,
I. Hey, man, I hate your whole face.
I've seen it all day. Oh, She's a runner, she's a track star.
Oh,
that boy singing on that song.
That's how you gonna do Moosky this morning, bro?
I'm not doing, Larry, the boy is singing hard on that song.
Hey, man. Jamal's question of the day is going down right now. What is the question, Ms. Jessica?
Today we are asking you, what comedian makes the best movies?
And I say Eddie Murphy by far. I don't even think it's close. I think it's like Eddie Murphy and then everybody else. My second, my close second would definitely be Martin. But by far, Eddie Murphy.
You can't forget about Pryor.
I can, but okay, go ahead.
Chris Tucker.
Okay, he ain't. Huh? I don't think Chris Tucker got enough movies for me.
It's I don't think a, he has
it's,
enough.
It's not enough movies
for
me.
But the ones that he was in.
Rush Hour 1, 2, and 3.
Friday.
Friday 1. That's four movies. Fifth Element.
Fifth Element.
5.
Dead President.
He wasn't really funny in there.
He wasn't funny in that one. But
yeah, he was in there.
He was
that
there.
That was 6. But that's yeah,
but you know, he got blackballed in Hollywood.
Nah, he didn't get blackballed. Chris
that's
Tucker
six movies. That's pretty much all his movies.
The question, though, isn't how many movies
right.
they
but
make. It's who makes the best.
Money Talks. But, we forgot about Money Talks.
Oh, Money like, Talks is classic. That's one of my favorites.
It's a matter of, you know, they could make 6 movies. If you think all 6 of them are great, you're gonna pick that comedian.
But for me,
put Kevin Hart in there.
But for me, it's a complete body of work. You know what I mean? You gotta have, to me, at least 10 movies. You gotta have at least 10.
It's you got a, 10 and 5 of them are a flop.
But I'm just talking about for me, in my opinion. You
yeah,
know what
I'm
I mean?
Saying.
For me, it's like the Versus battle. If you ain't got 20 songs, and you can't even get in the ring. So for me, if
that
you
ain't true.
Got,
we seen that.
Well, but for me, if you ain't got at least 10 movies, then you can't even get into this conversation. For me.
You got to put Pryor in there.
Okay. I don't
Bruce's
have to.
Millions.
I don't have to.
Harlem Nights.
I don't have to. He wasn't really funny. I'm not.
Cannot remember that movie that I watched of Richard Pryor. I watched it on YouTube.
See
I watched
no,
the complete.
No
movie
evil,
on
hear
YouTube.
No evil.
That was cool. You talking about Toy? The one where he
very
he,
very old movie.
Oh, it probably
I think Pam. I think Pam Grier is in it.
No, I don't remember that. The Toy is one of my favorite. By Richard
which way
Pryor.
Is up when he played them different characters?
Yeah,
boy.
It was cool and everything.
Car wash. Oh, Pryor yeah. got some movies.
Yeah, but.
Yes, definitely.
Pryor got a catalog, man.
Yes,
now.
He did. Definitely.
He did.
What that mean?
Don't you disrespect Richard Pryor like that. Don't you do that.
But y'all know I don't like Richard Pryor.
Yeah. Well, we know. But you like Michael Jackson.
I ain't a fan of Richard Pryor.
Okay.
Shut up, Larry.
Okay. So how do we tap in on the question?
You not going to put Kevin Hart in there?
I mean, that's for you. You can put whoever you want to in there. I already said my pick. My pick is Eddie Murphy by far.
I got a Kevin Hart.
Close second is Martin, and then a third would be Kevin Hart. My top three would be Eddie, Martin, then Kevin.
Wow.
Yeah. What would be your top three? Even though we're not doing top three, what would be your top three? Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Foreplay right. Trey said Jamie Foxx.
He wasn't funny in the majority of his movies.
Yeah, he played serious characters.
Didn't have to be funny to be a comedian. We didn't ask which huh? are the best. We in movie.
Oh, in the movie.
We just
oh, okay.
asked what comedian makes the best movies.
Okay.
All right, and you man. Cannot deny Jamie Foxx's movies. Now, come
no,
on.
He got some good movies. When the question came out, when it said comedian in movies, I'm thinking being funny though.
I'm thinking about funny movies.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. All right, coming up, you know what it is, the Madhouse Classic Throwback is on the way. It's the plug. It's Pied Out of the Gate.
Came with the gang. Came with the gang. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:52, 10 a.m. on Power 98.
Y'all know what it is, No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, man, 6:40, 20 minutes away from 7 o'clock. How today? We're going to be right near 70 with about 45 degrees right about now. Jessica, you just reported about the update on the case of Derek Chauvin, the man who murdered George Floyd. And you said he decided not to testify. Do y'all feel like he should have testified in this case?
No.
You say no? What'd you think?
What was he going to say?
I mean, for me, if I'm a juror, I would like to hear from your standpoint of, you know, your standpoint of what happened. I mean, if I'm a juror in this trial, I want to hear what you got to say. You know what I mean? Tell me if you say your use of force was excessive. I want to know why. I want to know why you feel like that. You think that helps or hurts his case that he did not testify?
I don't need to hear anything from him because I saw it with my own 2 eyes. The video is out there. It's very, very clear. And especially with the evidence that was presented during this trial where you actually see the body cam video. What you got to say?
Problem is, he ain't stand on nothing. That's why he in the
can't
position
say
he
nothing.
In now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I'm cool without hearing from him.
Yeah, I want to hear from him. Now, if I'm a juror, if you're a juror in this trial, you don't want to hear from the man that's accused. To me, And I'd be interested in hearing an attorney's point of view, whether defense or a prosecuting attorney. Like if I know for me, if I'm standing and I'm accused of something, I got something to say.
And on top of the fact that his defense team really didn't help
him. They was terrible.
They didn't help him at all.
They was terrible.
They were awful.
What do you say to a man about a man that is caught murdering another man on camera?
I mean, but we've seen people get murdered on camera
plenty of times.
Which is why I don't want to hear from them, because all you hear are the excuses.
But the thing about it is that, you know, that's why we have the court of law. You can go in there and you can defend yourself.
You
know, whatever your opinion is, whatever it is. But, you know, we have a justice system where if I'm accused of something, whether you think I did it or not, I got a chance to defend myself.
Right.
So for me, because you have that right, I would love to see you stand up and defend yourself. You might incriminate yourself, or you might dig a deeper hole, but I want to hear from you.
Why you think they ain't let OJ defend himself?
OJ didn't need to.
They said, nah, he can't get a goof ass on that thing.
You sit down, OJ. You sit down. But he got on there and put the gloves. Well, no, they put the gloves on him on the watch collar. But right, I'm saying that. Right. But he still participated. This man ain't did nothing but sit there. I want to hear from him. I want to hear what you got to say, Derek Chauvin. Since you sending all these messages and everything to your lawyer, and you felt like what you did was justified, so let me hear what you got to say. Let me hear you justify what you did since you feel like you justified. That's just my opinion. And I think it hurts that if you're the accused and you don't testify. I think it hurts your case.
I think it does make you look bad.
It make you look guilty.
But
to me,
the video also makes you look guilty.
But Bert, the thing about that is we've seen so many videos. We've like, but it's open to shut case. This thing we know, oh, they acquitted, they're off. They whooped the dog snot out of Rodney King. And none of them, we saw that video. Did you see the Rodney King video?
We did see that
video. They whoop his ass with them billy clubs?
Man, beat him into a white man.
And guess what? He said, I hate your whole face. He said they beat him into a white man. But they got acquitted, Burt.
They did.
They got acquitted.
They did.
So that's what I'm saying. So we've seen how it play out. All right, Madhouse Nation, what y'all think? Y'all think he should have testified? It's the plug. It's pot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Carolinas' favorite way to wake up.
If you don't wake up that brain, that's your fault, because you didn't wake up the brain. You gotta feed the knowledge.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
In the morning.
On Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Derek Chauvin decided not to testify in his George Floyd trial. What do y'all think about it, Madhouse Nation? Would you have liked to hear from him, the officer who is accused of murdering George Floyd? Would you like to have heard from him? 570-WPG, 1-800-525-009. I'm sorry, y'all. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. I got to tell y'all what I'm laughing at.
Of course you do, Larry. Of course you do.
Just give the crazy whisper. I just figured this out.
The crazy whisperer.
Jessica, everybody that calls here is slightly crazy.
Really?
They're slightly
really?
Crazy.
Slightly different.
Okay. Jessica can always calm down and talk to him. That's dope. They cuss me out. They don't listen to me and they cuss me out. Dominique cuss me out. And Amar Johnson. He don't never listen to me. But as soon as Jessica started talking, he always listening to Jessica. Dominique, I don't know what Dominique called here. He always, what's up in this mother? But shout out to him. We love him all. Jessica's the crazy whisperer.
Thanks.
Dominique,
I'm glad we got somebody on the show that speak crazy. All right, another Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We were talking about Jessica just told y'all on her Nosy Neighbor News quickie about the George Floyd trial, and the man accused of murdering George Floyd has decided not to testify. I said that I feel like I wanted to hear what he had to say. I wanted him to testify, and I feel like a person that is accused of something and you don't testify, then that can appear to people as if you are guilty. What do you say, Big Dog? What you got?
My thought is, I'm like you, Larry. If I'm accused, I want to say something. I want to defend myself. But, you know, you got some people out there on that thing, you know, if he's telling the truth, you don't have to say nothing.
Nah.
The truth will come out.
Yeah.
But if you look at that video, the truth was out there by that video. Hey, you need to go sit behind a wall for a while.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with that, you know what I mean, with the video. But I'm just saying as far as him trying to defend himself, I would just love to hear what he had to say. Because I want to, and for me, I want to hear his tone. I want to hear how he speaks. I want to hear from him. That's
exactly.
Maybe I'm a little bit nosy too. I don't know.
I don't think I'm nosy. I'm just like, you want to know.
Yeah, I just want to know. I want to know what's going through your mind.
Yeah, but you're not saying anything. I look at it as, if you like, yo, I'm not saying nothing, especially with this, with what's out there, it's like you really like, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
Yeah. You have no remorse or nothing.
Exactly.
All right, man. Appreciate y'all tapping in on that. Rihanna, we're going to pour it up. Coming up around the corner, we're going to let y'all shine. It's the plug. You know what it is inside the madhouse. This is the time we let y'all shine, man. We love it. We just want to spread some positivity in a negative world. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we got to shine, big flossing. Hey, I want to send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'm going to tell a whole city that you my girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them. Shine.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
My daughter, Ayanna Haley.
And why are you trying to let her shine this morning?
She has started her own business, cooking. Edda's Kitchen, located on Brookshire Boulevard. She's in a commercial kitchen.
Congratulations.
Ah. Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine?
Man, I'm letting the whole CLT hashtag block love shine. It's your boy Trigger, man. Trigger Pan and Fat Boy, man. We're letting it shine.
What up, Trigger? Ah. Power 98, good morning.
Yo, yo, yo. Good morning, good morning. Happy Friday. This is Josh Kelly coming out of Belmont. Look, I'm pulling up on University City Boulevard right now. I want to give a shout out to the boys at City Electric Supply Company. Hey, we're holding it down for all your electrical needs. Come see us.
I love it, man. I love it. You boy got your electrical needs out there.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning. I like to say the city of 68, the city of Charlotte Solid Waste Services, the shine, and then my partner that run that old school mobile detail, let him shine, and that's it.
I gotta send a special shout out, a big happy birthday to my home girl Snoop, aka Tamika, aka, these are her words, aka my favorite lesbian. It's her birthday Sunday. Snoop holds down the block to the fullest. We appreciate you. Hey, celebrate your birthday. You know we're going to have something for you this weekend. You already know what's going down. Go on and shine, Snoop. Coming up inside the madhouse, y'all know how it goes down. Miss Jessica, she's got it for you. She's got your nosy neighbor news. That's going to drop at 7:24. And then, of course, the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad, is dropping at 7:40. Find out what Larry is mad about today. Oh, Lord, it be so much. It's so much.
Let it shine.
I'm going to let it shine.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folk got to hit his shit. No cap.
Right. Let's see. What are we talking about in the Nosy Neighbor News today? Ooh, DMX fans got some good news for you. What's going on with the Rolling Loud Festival? I got details about that. What's going on with R. Kelly's trial? Something new has come up. Gonna let you know about that. And Juel Santana, he got some bad news. What happened with Juel Santana?
They removed him from Dipset.
Okay.
Yeah, Cameron and Jim Jones said, nah, you ain't Dipset no more.
All right.
You Offset.
All right. Well, Burpee?
Yeah.
Thank you, never mind.
Never mind. Find out what's going on coming up next.
Know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Wiki, what the hell is going on here?
neighborhood.
What the hell going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, April 16th. A new song has been released in conjunction with the Epic's original series, Godfather of Harlem. It's called Been to War, and it features French Montana, Swiss Beats, and DMX. This is the second season that Swiss Beats will curate music for the series. Been to War can be heard on all streaming platforms. Michael Jordan will induct the late Kobe Bryant into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Jordan says that Bryant looked up to him like a big brother. He says, as I got to know him, I wanted to be the best big brother that I could be. Other inductees include Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, and more. The ceremony is set for May 15th. Popular hip-hop festival Rolling Loud has been pushed back to later this summer. Instead of late May, the festival will take place July 23rd through the 25th at Miami's Hard Rock Stadium. Now, if those dates don't fit your schedule, there'll be an opportunity for you to get a refund on your tickets later this month. Rolling Loud organizers also announced that they are working hard to keep the original lineup for 2020 intact, which includes Post Malone and A$AP Rocky. According to U.S. District Judge Ann Donnelly, R. Kelly will be moved to New York City for his trial that is set to begin August 9th. The trial has been put off due to the pandemic, but protections have been put in place at the Brooklyn courthouse, allowing it to proceed. R. Kelly continues to deny the sex trafficking allegations, but according to his lawyer, he is looking forward to this trial. Joel Santana's travel request was denied. Legal documents show the rapper requested travel to Miami for work, but his request was denied because, according to authorities, Joel has been enjoying freedom a bit too much. He can't leave the state of New Jersey without permission, but also, according to authorities, this was denied because he would have been traveling with two felons and he failed a drug test. Happy birthday to Chance the Rapper, Akon, and Martin Lawrence. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your nosy neighbor news.
Jessica, Jessica.
Power 98.
Right, all right, all right. They're going to learn today. First off, before I ask, you know, who you asked about. Do y'all want to see R. Kelly testify in his trial? Because you said Derek Chauvin is not going to testify in his trial or did not deny his right to testify in his trial in the George Floyd trial. But do y'all want to see R. Kelly testify in his trial?
Yep.
I would be interested in seeing R. Kelly testify in his trial.
Okay.
Because we don't have a video, you know.
Oh,
like,
no, we got videos.
I mean.
Well, we got videos.
There's one video, but, you know, there are a bunch of, I only know about one.
No, okay.
That's out there for people to see. But yeah, I want to see. I want to hear what he has to say.
I just hope he get on the stand and say, I got y'all 30 years! 30 years of my life! That's what I want to see R. Kelly get on the stand. I want to see him get on. He gonna do it, Murphy. You know he gonna get it. He gonna do it, Murphy. 30 years! I got y'all 30 years!
I doubt he'll do that on the stand.
He might, Murphy.
Highly doubt it.
I can't look real different. All right, Ms. Jessica told y'all on the Nose and Neighbor News about DMX. What did she say about Mr. DMX? 570-WPG. 1-800-525-0098. First caller through. Correct now so you know we got something for you.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. Coming up at 7:40 a.m. It's the hottest hashtag on IG.
Hit the hashtag.
Find out why Larry's mad.
Damn right I'm mad.
Only on Power 98.
Power 98, good morning. Who is this?
This is Ashton.
What did I say about DMX in the Nosy Neighbor News?
DMX was on the TV show soundtrack with French Montana and Swiss Beats.
Hey, that's what it is! Win.
Congratulations, you just won tickets to attend the virtual screening of Without Remorse, starring Michael B. Jordan on April 29th. The film premieres on Amazon Prime on April 30th. All you got to do is one more thing, and that's tell us the station that's making you a winner.
Power 98, baby.
Let me ask you this, Jessica. They said DMX music has been streamed. His streams are up over 900% since his passing, or over the last 2 weeks. I've also seen celebs tap in and said DMX was not shown as much love when he was alive. Do you agree or disagree with that?
What do you mean showing this much love? What do you mean?
Because like the game tapped in. I saw Cameron say something, and I also saw a few other celebs say, you know, that it's important, number one, to give people their flowers while they can smell them. But number two, you know, a lot of them were saying that, you know, that we wasn't that much in the DMX. Same thing with Nipsey Hussle. It wasn't the same thing. We wasn't that much in the DMX while he was alive. We wasn't playing his music like that. You know. So, I mean, for me personally, I disagree with it. I think DMX had love, you know, all throughout his career. And even, you know, when he really wasn't making music or anything, I still think, you know, people still supported D. And I think DMX got love, you know, every time he showed up anywhere, or even point blank period. I still think his music, it might not have been played to this degree and this point, but I think people respected DMX and they showed him a lot of love all the way around. I don't think people waited till he passed away to start showing him love. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think that when certain things happen, people follow the trend and just say things that they see other people saying. You know, this isn't the first time that we've heard people say, you know, y'all just doing it. It's news. He passed away. So, of course, you're going to see his name out there a lot more. But I agree with you, Larry. Like, DMX has always been a person that people carry love for and enjoyed his music and things like that. Were they getting on social media and playing it and talking about it? Maybe not as much, but that doesn't mean that they weren't listening to it.
Right.
You know? Right. So, I think that now that he has passed, people are expressing what they have been doing throughout their life, which is, I've been listening to DMX, you know,
and
he's
love.
Gone. Yeah, you showing love because somebody's gone, you know. I just think that sometimes people post stuff on social media and then it's just, oh, well, let me say it too. Me too. Like, come on now. Of course you're going to talk about DMX. If nobody was talking about DMX, then it would be like, oh, y'all not showing love to a legend.
I got you. All right. You know what's coming up next inside No Limit Larry here in the Morning Madhouse, the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad. Find out what Larry is mad about next inside the Madhouse. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all already know it's 7:40 in Charlotte, America. And it's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. On my Instagram page at I Am No Limit Larry. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
Mad.
Are we mad?
All right, today Larry is Mad is being brought to you by Carolina's All In. You know, Power 98 is all in for our healthcare workers. Go ahead and nominate a healthcare worker to go ahead and win these gift cards. Listen, they can win restaurant gift cards if you nominate them. All our frontline workers at power98fm.com. And if you'd like to donate gift cards, log on our website, power98fm.com. You can do so. It's all being brought to you by Acosta Heating and Cooling and Lake Norman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. All right, today Larry is mad at this video that I see circulating on the gram. So, you know, sometimes you try to follow your friends up. You try to do what your friends do. In this particular case, I'm saying, know your limitations, bruh. You know you can't do everything your partner do. Your partner is in a little better shape. Your partner done worked out a couple days more than you have. Your partner is baiting you into doing something to hurt yourself. Stop being monkey see, monkey do, because you can't do everything your partners do. And this is what I'm starting to realize. Well, I've been through this. Everybody that's around you ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your friend. Some people just want to see you fail. And in this particular video, a young man jumps from the sidewalk onto a fence. He jumped from the sidewalk onto a fence. That means you have to have upper body strength. You have to have lower body strength. And you have to have a solid core. Now, you know if your core ain't tight enough and you ain't got no business jumping your ass on this fence. Well, the second man, the homeboy, he attempted to jump on this damn fence. And boy, when I tell you, he did not make it. Well, he made it. He made it up, though. But he didn't make it back down. He made it back down on top of his neck. He fell on top of his neck. All because he was trying to follow up and his friends done boosted him up to jump his ass on this fence. The moral of the story is, just because your friends could do it, that don't mean you could do it. Stop it, man. Stop it. I'm mad at these dudes for boosting this dude up to think that he could perform the same act that his friend performed. Ain't no way in hell. Know your limitations. Know your limitations and know your weight limit and your balance. All right? Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. Woo, that boy broke his damn neck in this video.
No limit, Larry!
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
It's Friday, and what we do on Friday, Bert? Shots fired!
They shooting. Oh, shots fired.
Shots fired.
My ass up like a Glock 9.
Like a Glock 9.
If Burpee feel a type of way, yeah, we putting you on blast. You the dummy of the day.
You dummy shooting.
Straight out the booth. Ooh. Bring that ass here. We finna take off your roof. Let them know how you feel. Put a thing on your hip ball. The ignis is real. Your Burpee let a clip off.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
It's a bad day for white men named Jonathan. I'm going to go ahead and just...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, let's just put it out there. Somebody going to call up here and say that we being racist, but clearly we're not the ones being racist. Jonathan Mattingly, y'all know who that is?
Mattingly. Okay, which one is that?
He was one of the officers involved in the shooting of Breonna Taylor.
Okay.
This fool got a book he trying to get published.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Talking about the night of the shooting and what led up to the shooting. But
not one, trying to.
He's got the book. He's trying to get it published.
Got the deal.
He's trying to get it published.
Got the deal and got the publishing deal. Simon and Schuster have pulled out of it.
Right.
But he still got the book.
Pulled out. He still has the book. Simon and Schuster, they said, nah, we ain't going to do this, bro.
But
we
Pressfield not gonna Press do this. Is still published. It's still
because
happened.
They're ignorant and they're stupid.
They're still making it.
First of all, don't nobody care about your little book. We don't want to read your book. I'm surprised that y'all even know how to read. Can you read through the holes in the sheets over your head when you go to the meeting? That's the first Jonathan. Second Jonathan.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Jonathan Petlin. We all know who that is.
I know who that is.
We all know who that is. That's the guy who was pushing the young man around down there in South Carolina. And he was telling him to get out of the neighborhood when, in fact, the young man does live in the neighborhood. Not only does he live in the neighborhood is majority minority. But he's telling this young man to get out. Have y'all seen the picture of Jonathan Petlin? Have you seen what he looked like?
Yes.
Larry, Jonathan Petlin looked like Yoda got pregnant by racism. That's what. Have you seen the big ass ears?
I've seen him.
He
got pregnant by racism.
He did. It looked like he got pregnant by all the injustices and oppression, and it just seeped into him. I don't know how, but them ears, I don't know what it is about his ears that, well, I know his ears look like Yoda and Baby Yoda mixed together, and he got a big ass head. He was acting the way he was acting because a sheet with holes in the eyes can't fit over his big ass head. Have you seen what he looked like?
I have, Burp.
He looks horrible. First of all, you should have heard that young man walk into his house. Them big ass ears, you can't. Regardless of how far you live. Shots fired, man.
They shoot.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots
big fire. Ass ears. You got to talk about we a real-knit community. You need to get out of here. You putting your hands on somebody. All you got to do is turn his head quick one time. You slap the hell out of somebody with them ears. Shots fired, man.
They shoot.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Jonathan, white man named Jonathan is not a good day for y'all. Last but not least on the list, J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez. They broke up.
Okay.
I almost gave a damn. Almost, but not quite. What needed to happen is, I think the reason J-Lo broke up with A-Rod is because he was taking performance-enhancing drugs to be a better analyst. He is horrible doing these baseball games. But they don't have no juice. Human growth hormones do not help you speak better when you are on the air trying to be a baseball commentator. Shots fired, lad.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Get out of there.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
You heard Burby talking about it a little bit earlier, but here's some more details about this story. Louisville Metro Police Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly has landed a book deal. Now, if you are unfamiliar with him, he is one of the police officers that fired shots during that attempted search warrant execution that left Breonna Taylor dead in her apartment last year. The book is called The Fight for Truth: The Inside Story Behind the Breonna Taylor Tragedy. It's supposed to be published sometime in the fall. Now, during this whole incident, Mattingly was the one that was shot in the leg, and then he later sued Kenneth Walker, who is Breonna's boyfriend, for severe trauma, mental anguish, and emotional distress. Many are outraged about this book and calling for a boycott of Post Hill Press. They want them to cancel this deal for this book. Now, Simon & Schuster were originally supposed to publish the book, but they have now come back and said, nah, we out. We don't want no parts of this. If you all want to read more about it, it's up on our website, power98fm.com.
It's crazy. There's things that people try to capitalize on. And even the companies that support this. Like, what's the name of the company again you said we need to boycott?
Post Hill Press.
Post Hill Press, yeah. Y'all can publish my book if y'all want to publish a book.
Nah, it's just disgusting.
This is terrible, man. That's why we got to... Never mind.
And it shows that this man is out for money. You going to sue? And now you got this book deal?
Yeah.
Like a woman died.
Right.
A woman is dead for sleeping in her room, in her house. This is just disgusting. I miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News, Quickie.
I
want
to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie,
Tell that.
Coming up next, we're going to let you shoot your shot at 8:30. We let you shoot your shot today. Find out what you got to do to shoot your shot today. It's the plug. Y'all know what it is. This is Shoot Your Shot Friday. Come here, Manny.
Yeah. You trying to get in? Well, come on and get in. You want the business? I give you the business. Ain't nobody ruckus. I told them I been in. Come shoot your shot. Well, you got you a minute. New opportunity. Play your position. Right here on 98. We coming out the gate. So if you need us, then here go your mission, boy. Shoot your shot. Shoot your shot.
Miss Jessica got you today. What they got to shoot their shot and do, Miss Jessica?
Today, we need all of our managers or our aspiring managers to call up here. And you got to fire somebody.
So you got to fire somebody from their job.
Mm-hmm. We're going to let you know why you got to fire them. But, yeah.
Okay.
You
got to be the boss
today. You got to let them go.
You got to be the boss today, Bert.
You need to be the boss today.
You know, everybody think they're boss anyway.
I want to hear Jessica. I want to hear Jessica fire somebody.
Well, we got our guy here from our sister station from MRL show, Manny. What's up, Manny?
What is going on, fam?
Hey, Manny.
What up, Manny?
Love you guys.
We love you too, Manny.
And
Manny, right? And
yeah, but see, some people in the South have this way they talk.
Me, that's me.
It's Manny.
Manny. I said Manny.
It's me. What? It's what?
Manny. Manny. Manny, too. I get Manny a lot.
I say that. So.
That's all right.
You know who the hell I'm talking to. The M and the MRL show. So we do Shoot Your Shot Friday. We need you to be a manager. You got to fire somebody. You got to fire Burpee.
And here's why you have to fire Burpee.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Because you caught him getting it on in the bathroom. Ooh. You walked into the bathroom and he was getting it on in the bathroom. And that's completely,
hold on. Did he bring somebody from outside of work to the bathroom or do I have to fire two employees?
Nope, this is somebody from outside.
Bro, you can't get it on anywhere else. You got to do it in our bathroom?
It's a pandemic.
It sounds like Burpee. It's a pandemic.
And it sounds, never mind.
And take the mattress with you when you're leaving.
We use toilet covers.
Ew. It's disgusting.
Toilet covers.
If I'm going out, I'm telling everything.
Who is this hoe?
All right. I love y'all.
570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. Today, you really get to be the boss. You get to be the boss, but you got to fire somebody. We give you the reason you got to fire them, and you got to fire them.
Trying to get in, well, come on and get in. You want the business, I give you the business. Ain't nobody ruckus, I told them I been in. Come shoot your shot, boy, you got you a minute. New opportunity, play your position. Right here on 98, we coming out the gate. So if you need us, then here go your mission, boy. Shoot your shot.
Come on, man, shoot your shot. You know what it is. It's
is
a shoot
your shot, Larry.
Bow, bow. It's a shoot your shot Friday, man. You know how it goes down. Jessica, what are they doing today?
Today, you're the boss. And you got some bad employees, so you got to fire them. Got to let them go.
Good morning.
This is Bree.
What up, Bree?
Hello, Bree.
What's up, Bree? Hi, Bree. How you feeling this morning? Bree? Yeah, you there?
I'm here.
What's going on in your background, Bree?
The train ain't going to stop. We've been sitting here 9 minutes, and I might get fired myself.
No, Bree, you're not going to be fired. Where do you work, Bree?
I work for myself.
Oh, okay, all right, because we were going to put a message out to your manager and let him know that you just got stuck in traffic.
Nah, I make my own hours.
It is.
Okay, Bree, it's Shoot Your Shot Friday. Today you are the boss, you gotta fire somebody. Jessica, who's she firing and how's she firing?
Bree, you are firing someone because you found out that they were stealing money from your company.
They were stealing?
Yup. Mm-hmm. Money. Stealing the money.
The money.
Money. Like embezzlement.
That's what I was about to say. Don't you know that's embezzlement? That's federal.
Are you ready to fire them?
I'm ready to fire.
One, two, three. Shoot your shot!
So you been in here stealing? I just want to know, you be at work every day. What you got to steal for? And you got these people on my back, and I can't have it, so you just got to go. And them people come here talking about we pressing charges. I ain't got nothing to do with it because you know better.
Okay.
Get on up out of here.
I get you that one.
That's a nice smooth fire.
You been up here stealing?
That was so good. You been up here stealing? Ooh, my boss don't talk to me like that.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day. Best
in the morning. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
Trying to get in, well, come on and get in. You want the business, I give you the business. They know I be ruckus, I told them I been in. Come shoot your shot, boy, you got you a minute. New opportunity, play your position. Right here on 98, we coming out the gate. So if you need us, then here go your mission, boy.
Shoot!
Shoot your shot, shoot your shot, shoot your shot, shoot your shot, bitch. Shoot your shot, shoot your shot, shoot your shot, shoot your shot.
It's a Shoot Your Shot Friday, and this Friday, what they doing, Miss Jessica?
You're the boss, and you have to let one of your employees go. They've been acting up.
Y'all ready to fire somebody?
Good morning.
What's up?
Good morning.
Somebody. You want to fire somebody? Who is this?
This is Shanice.
Hey, Shanice. How you doing?
I'm good.
All right, Shanice. You got to fire Miss Jessica for choking out an employee. You got to fire Miss Jessica for choking an employee at the YMCA.
Really?
Oh, God.
Really, Larry? Really?
You ready to shoot your shot?
I'm ready.
What? Two, three, shoot your shot.
Jessica, let me tell you, girl, you can't just go around putting your hands on people like that. Unfortunately, girl, you're going to have to be fired. You can't choke that girl like that.
This job then.
This is your last day, Jessica.
You got it, baby. Appreciate you. Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
What up? Who did?
This Traviart, Levante Early's manager.
Okay, Traviart, Levante Early manager. Good.
What up, boy?
We got a good shoot your shot for you today. Jessica, you want to get to him?
You got something?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
You got to file Levante Early for being late. You got to file Levante
Early. He said okay like okay. He's done this before.
Oh, all right. You got to file Levante Early for being late. How about that?
I got you. Let's do it.
One, two, three. Shoot your shot.
Man, where in the hell have you been? We've been sitting here about an hour waiting on you to get in this ring. Now, this man done come up here. We done spent all this money. You know what? I'm done with you. You can do it for yourself. Levante Early, I'm through. You're done. No more boxing for you.
Okay. You know he going to knock your ass out, though.
Whoop my ass.
Good morning. Who is this?
Hello.
Hello.
Toosies. No, I've been ready to fire somebody. I'm ready. I got a lot of animosity built up.
Jessica, what you got for CeCe?
CeCe, you got to fire Donald Trump from being president.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Ooh.
All right. Y'all ready?
Yep.
Yeah, we ready.
Get out. I ain't got time. None of the small talk. Get to and get out. Period.
Period.
And say, get I'm going to get your stuff and gone. Get your stuff and gone. I don't want no problem.
Since
I don't want no problem.
Cece never lets me out. She never lets me out.
I don't care.
Thank you, Cece. Good morning. What's up? You ready to fire somebody today?
Oh, yeah.
All right, you the boss, Bert. Who is this?
This is Bree J.
All right, Bree J. Bert, what you got for Bree J?
Bree J, you have to fire your sister from the company that you own because she's never at work on time.
No, wow.
Okay.
One, two, three. Shoot outside!
Alexis, I should never even hide your ass. I mean, what? You think I just hired you because I'm your sister? I'm your boss now. I'm your boss. So how about this? How about whenever you're home, don't think about coming in because you don't have a job with me. Okay? Ooh. And I'm going to tell mama, too. I'm going to tell mama you don't have a job with me. Okay?
That's it. And I'm going to tell mama, too.
I'm going to tell mama, too, for me. Boy, y'all crazy. Each and every Friday at 8:30, we let you shoot your shot. You got dreams of being something, we're going to help your dreams come true. That's how we do it inside the Madhouse. 98 WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Usually, we go do our thing on Black Smart Man, you know, America's favorite game show. And today, we got a special guest near and dear to our heart. He's from right here in the Carolinas doing big things. I ain't heard of the young man for a minute, but I still see him out there doing his thing. I don't know why he don't check in with us like that. Y'all say what's up. Straight up out of Rock Hill, my man Rudy Kearns. What's up, Rudy?
Hey,
what's up, Rudy?
What's going on, y'all? What's going on? Thank y'all for having me on the show.
Man, what you been up to, big bro?
Man, God, it's been good, y'all. I got a number one record. We got a number one on Billboard 2 consecutive weeks. Number one gospel songwriter in the country because I wrote and produced the record. We're up for a Stella nomination for Category 3 Male Artist of the Year. Man, it's so many amazing things. Working on the forthcoming album, Stained Glass Windows. God, it's just been good, y'all. I'm just grateful. Honestly, I'm taking it all in. And, of course, I'm repping the Carolinas everywhere I go. So I carry y'all with me everywhere I go.
That's what's up, man. You've been working at this music thing for a minute. You did R&B. Now you're on the gospel tip. So how has it been for you on this journey to seems like now just officially getting your just due? How has it been for you on this journey, big bro?
Well, it's amazing, of course. The Billboard is a milestone because it's a first for me as an artist. But, y'all, you know, I'm a PK, grew up playing and singing in my daddy's church right here in Rock Hill, South Carolina. It's about 20 minutes south of Charlotte. And the things that I've gotten to do throughout my career, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. But, you know, the things that I've gotten to do even prior to the number one record, you know, I've worked with Quincy Jones. I got a Grammy and a Dove for Lecrae writing and producing and being featured on his album. A Grammy nomination in 2015 for writing for Karen Clark Shear Sunday Morning. Got to take my whole family to the Grammys in L.A. My mom walked the red carpet with me. Big shouts to my parents. You know, my mom is my manager still to this day. My brother, Michael Starr, produced Testimony 2017. That was the top 20 Billboard record for me. So, you know, I'm so grateful for the number one, but you know, God's been faithful all along, y'all. He just, you know, like I said, it's just been an amazing journey.
Okay.
Rudy, what's going on, man? It's Burpee. Being from.
What's up, Burpee?
What's up, man? Being from Rock Hill and now being in the industry, how do you keep yourself grounded to where you keep your faith so strong and not let temptation in?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I got to also give a big shout to, just the Carolinas as a whole, all of my Charlotte family. You know, I moved to Georgia from Charlotte, you know, but I got a lot of my, you know, roots. And a lot of my start, you know, in the Carolinas, in Charlotte, Rock Hill and Charlotte, you know, I stay grounded by a lot of the principles and the values that my parents instilled in me. I'm very family oriented. I fly through Rock Hill all the time. Like, I'm here more times than not, just because, you know, I'm very family oriented, especially during the pandemic, you know, when we couldn't travel a lot. You know, I really, have been observing a lot of the, you know, the rules to be responsible concerning COVID. But, I'm grateful because I look at my family like the superstars. I look at my community, like everybody, here at home, like y'all are, you know, the people that people need to know about. And so I tell, the world whenever I travel about the Carolinas, I think those things, you know, help you to go a long way. It's when you remember where you're from. You remember to always put God first. You remember to always give God the glory. And just remember that it's not about you, you know? So I'm grateful to have the gift. I'm grateful to have these songs, like I Belong Here, during this pandemic that, you know, people need to hear. People are dealing with civil unrest. Got to work with my big bro, David Banner, on Hashtag Hope, which was actually recently licensed and synced in the NBA's All-Star opening segments a few weeks ago. So, y'all, it's just incredible things coming out of here, and I'm not the only one. It's so many people that are doing amazing things from where we're from, and so I'm just trying to shine the light in a dark world because we need it.
Rudy, what's going on? Congratulations. You have been nominated for a Stellar Award for your single, I Belong Here. Like I said, congratulations yeah. to you. Tell us what it feels like to be nominated for this award.
Wow. Well, it's amazing. It's surreal. Like, this is kind of award season. So this is a first for me because, you know, I won the Grammy and the Dove in 2013 for writing, producing for Lecrae. I was featured on his Lucky One, on the Gravity album, Lucky One. And then again, you know, Grammy nominated for Sunday Morning for Karen Clark. But this is the first time that, like, Rudy Currents, the artist, like, by myself, I'm starting to receive nominations and my name be on the ballot. So here's the thing. I need everybody out there listening to me. I'm going to go church on y'all.
Go to church.
Under the sound of my voice, you know, I need y'all to go out there and vote. You can vote up to 3 times. The ballots close this Monday, April the 20th. You can vote on the Stellar's website. That's the stellarsawards.com. Go to the category 3. I'm in category 3 for Male Artist of the Year. It feels amazing, amazing, Jessica, to just, you know, even be considered. So I'm grateful. Yeah. I'm even more grateful that God would give me again such powerful music to encourage and inspire the world during such trying times.
Rudy Currents on the phone with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Rudy, how did it feel, man, winning a Grammy, you know, and now being nominated for a Stellar Award? Like, talk about, you know, because we had a question a while ago. We asked some artists, does the award still matter? Like, winning a Grammy, winning a Stellar Award, does that still matter to an artist? And how does your life change after you win a Grammy or a Stellar?
Man, yeah, well, the price go up.
For sure.
Yeah, you know, but, you know, your stock goes up, and I'm grateful for that. But, you know, again, I can't stress enough, like, when I won the Grammy, and in 2015, we didn't win, but I was nominated. But I got the chance to take my whole family to L.A.
Yeah.
My mom walked the red carpet with me. Like, that was the win for me because my family, they're the superstars.
Okay,
you know,
I got you.
This past Monday, I got my Billboard plaque. So I got 2 Billboard plaques, and I posted on my social media. So make sure y'all follow me out there at Rudy Currents on all my social media. But it was amazing. First of all, I had people like Angie Stone to show up. Mm. I had David Banner to show up and give words. I had some one of the Pace sisters to come out and support me. It's just, I mean, gospel and music industry greats that would come out and celebrate me. But I got so much joy just being there to celebrate that moment and people to actually hold. Some people have never seen a Billboard plaque. And they were able to, because they were a part of this movement, be able to share that moment with me in time. So it feels amazing, Larry, and even more so than that, man, I appreciate y'all supporting me. We don't talk every day, but just know that I'm grateful for, you know, where you guys have supported me from day one, and I continue to rip y'all everywhere I go.
Thank you. Rudy, you made the transition from R&B to gospel. What was that transition like? Was it hard for you? Did you get any naysayers along the way when you made that transition?
I believe some people may have, but the funny thing is, I mean, I've always, like I said, I grew up playing and singing in church. I've been doing it my whole life. I majored in music. It's actually classical music. So I've never really labeled myself as anything. Mm. I still don't, you know, and so people can, they, whatever labels they put on me, as long as it's, you know, you got a little bit of respect on my name, I'm cool with it. You know, I did this out of as a labor of love, as an act of obedience. I feel like God was calling me to do a faith-based project. Mm. I've always served in church, even while doing the R&B soul music. I will continue to do soul, R&B, inspirational music everywhere I go. You know, you're still going to get some type of God and worshipful experience, even when I'm in the club. Y'all know that. You're going to get church anyway, you know. So I don't really look at the labels and the genre as much as I look at, you know, impacting people and reaching people and trying to inspire people and just do good in the world because we need it.
Yeah, you know? No doubt. Rudy, man, appreciate you tapping in with us this morning. You said we could vote for the Stellar Awards, you know. So the Stellar Awards is one of them shows where you could actually go as common citizens and vote on, because you can't do that for the Grammys. But however, for the Stellar Awards, you can.
Yes, sir. So the way it works, the first round was just for a SAGMA voting member, so it's kind of like the insider gospel music industry. Mm-hmm. And so we made it to this final round, so everybody can vote. So I need y'all to go out, tell your family, tell your, you know, your friends, church family, frat, sorority, you know, all your networks. Just spread the word for me. You know, I mean, Banner said it best at my Billboard celebration event earlier this week. You know, support the artists that you love. If you want to see them and more artists like them doing great things, get behind them. And so this is a tangible way that everybody can show that they love and support and that they're praying for me. Go out there and vote. Like I said, you can vote 3 times on the Stellar's website, thestellarawards.com. That's thestellar, S-T-E-L-L-A-R, awards.com. I'm in category 3 for Male Artist of the Year. Vote for your boy Rudy Currents, man. I appreciate y'all so much.
Man, thank you. We appreciate it. But
Rudy,
before you
Rudy,
go,
come on now. No, we're not going to let you go like that. Rudy, before
I got
you...
some throwback pictures of Rudy that I'm about to throw up on the Power 98 Instagram page, just so that you know.
But before you get out of here, you got to let these people hear your voice and the reason that you have been called and guided on the journey that you're on now.
Wow. So y'all want me to sing something?
Yeah, come on now. Come on, Rudy.
It would be nice to hear a little snippet of the song that you were nominated for.
That's what
Stella
was saying in a roundabout.
Wow. Man, I wish I would have known, y'all. I would have been sitting at my piano, but here we go. There is a place for me. There is a place for me. There is a place for me in the body of Christ. And I belong here.
That boy can sing. There's a place in the body of Christ that I belong here.
Me and Rudy did a show at the Comedy Zone.
What I want to hear about that?
He was singing and had the comedy folk in there about to shout. That boy was in there.
Rudy, you got to come back and do a show for the station, man. We got to connect and do something for the community.
I would love that. Please let me know.
Hey, we ain't got.
I'll be there.
Hey, but we ain't got the Grammy price though. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
You gotta give us the friends and family discount, Rudy.
We knew you.
You see how they do you so other people can hear Rudy.
Huh. But you know, we like that. I've been known Rudy since he was Rudy.
That's that we'll talk off air laugh.
Exactly what that is.
Thank you for hollering at us this morning, man. Appreciate we appreciate it.
I love y'all, man. God bless y'all. Thank y'all for having me on.
Came with the gang, came with the gang.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say? It go down in the deal.
You know what it is, man. Each and every day at 6:05, we drop your Madhouse question of the day. And at 9:25, we play your responses back. Jessica, what was that question today?
Today, we were asking you, what comedian has the best movies?
Okay, so leading on my page is Eddie Murphy, and that was my pick. But they got some good ones. They said Richard Pryor, Whoopi Goldberg, Ooh. Ooh. She don't have a lot, though. She don't have a lot of movies, but her movies were good, though.
She got a few. She got quite a few. Whoopi Goldberg got quite a few movies. Back in the 80s and early 90s, Whoopi Goldberg was heavy.
Ghost. She wasn't really funny in those movies, though. She was more
she was funny as hell in Ghost.
No, okay. Well, not in Sister Act 2, though. She wasn't that funny.
What?
Not to me. It was more serious to me.
What?
It was more serious to me. Okay, maybe not.
She was just in a Tyler Perry movie.
Yeah.
With Tiffany
Haddish.
Yeah. Somebody said, she was funny as hell in that movie.
Somebody said Tiffany Haddish on my page. I just don't think Whoopi has enough to me.
Okay, let's not get carried away with Tiffany Haddish.
You're a hater.
No. I'm talking about as far as movies.
She got
Tiffany Haddish is funny. Talking about as far as movies.
She's like the new, though. She got some new movies under her belt, though, Bert.
Now, Larry, you was talking about catalogs earlier. When
that's what I said. She got some new. She got about good six, though. Seven, eight, maybe.
The question wasn't about quantity, though.
Well, for me, it is.
The question wasn't about
quantity. Comedian has the best movie.
Well, lead on my page.
Butter, which comedian got the best movies?
Not quantity, the best movies.
Eddie Murphy. Okay. Butter says Eddie Murphy.
Another one for Eddie Murphy.
Okay. Call me Laffy Taffy. Aina says Wanda Sykes. I'm reading the other ones that we haven't really mentioned.
Yeah.
So she said Wanda Sykes. Yimmy Rich says Richard Pryor. Jeremy says Kevin Hart. Sierra says Mike Epps. One Trey Rich says Adam Sandler. Four Strong Us says Jim Carrey. Four Strong Us also came back and said Bernie Mac. I got a Chris Tucker, and I also got a Jamie Foxx.
Are you changing your answer? Oh, I thought Butter was coming back in here changing his answer. I said I was going with Eddie Murphy this morning, but I'm changing my answer to Jim Carrey. Because Jim Carrey, we went through all of his movies, and not one of them was a flop. Not one single one. And the fact that all of us had seen all of those movies by him just lets me know how strong those moves were. But Brian Briscoe said Robin Williams. And on my Instagram page, I got a lot of Eddie and Martin. A lot of Eddie and Martin. But I'm changing my answer to Jim Carrey.
You just switched it up.
Yeah.
Baby.
Jim Carrey is up there.
We named all those movies, and all of us have seen them, and all of those movies were funny.
They all were funny. I couldn't find a bell.
He was funny in Sonic the Hedgehog.
I couldn't find a bell.
Came out last year.
All right. You know what it is, man. You got it on your mind. You heard it on the show. You want to get it off. 704-227-8780. What y'all talking about today?
Man, why Burpee act like he's some kind of superstar, man? He ain't never done nothing.
Good morning, good morning, Madhouse. Happy Friday to everyone. Good morning, No Limit. Good morning, Miss Jessica, even though I know you're on the evening show. And good morning to all my Power 98 fans. And you know, if I'm on here, it's a mad birthday shout. So I'm giving a mad, mad birthday shout out to my nephew, the one and only, no haters allowed, CEO, Randell Massey. Happy birthday, nephew.
This is Mr. What the Hell. Boy, the defense team in that George murder trial, they terrible. The expert witness they put on the stand, he's not credible. His monkey ass in trouble right now for covering up a killing done by a cop up in Maryland. We know this is an open and shut case, but when it comes to justice for us, it seems like we just don't get the us part. You know what I mean? And boy, the king of movies is Richard Pryor, followed by Eddie Murphy, and Martin did on Eddie Murphy ass. Boy, my favorite movie of all time is Which Way Is Up. My favorite part of the movie is when Richard Pryor come in and catch his son and Anna May having sex. He going off on his son. Boy, you's a freak, just like your mama. And look over there at Anna May. Look her up and down. Look over them glasses and say, God damn, Anna May. Boy, that's the best.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
Hold on, Larry. Whoa. What did this guy say?
I don't know what he said, but hell, how you make it out?
Why Burpee act like he's some kind of superstar, man? He ain't never done nothing.
Man, why Burby at? Like, he's some kind of superstar, man. He ain't never done nothing.
I don't know what
First of all, we don't know what to say. You can't call up here and talk about somebody and you got bad service. You can't do that. Larry, go ahead and get my hot key ready, because it's Friday, and I'm feeling that kind of way today. Sir, I never, ever felt like I was a superstar. You just mad because you probably can't afford me. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Number one, don't you call up here sounding like you smoking on a black and mild right now, wishing you could do what I do. Shots fired. Now, if you want to come at me, you can come at me, but you got to be prepared for what comes back to you, because this over here is bulletproof, but these bullets right here is Teflon penetrating. Shots fired. Now, if you want to go, we can go. I ain't dodging nobody. I ain't never dodged nobody a day in my life. But, sir, I never thought I was a superstar. I never will think I am a superstar. When people say that, it's probably because they think some type of way of me. I mean, but let's go down the reel. I've been on Wild 'N Out. I've been on Joking Off. I've been on MTV. I've been on Real Housewives of Atlanta. That's not me acting as if I'm a superstar. I'm just proud of the accomplishment that God has led me to. Now, if that's what you are trying to say, then I accept your compliment to me, sir, because that's how I'm going to take it. You are acting like a fan, a womanly fan. Shots fired.
Listen to black folk in the background.
Okay, that's it, Larry.
Oh, typing them up. Okay.
It was all right.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, April 16th. A new song has been released in conjunction with Epic's original series, Godfather of Harlem. The song is called Been to War. It features French Montana, Swiss Beatz, and DMX. This is the second season that Swiss Beatz will curate music for the series, and Been to War can be heard on all streaming platforms and on our website, power98fm.com. I have it waiting for you up there so you can check it out.
That's dope.
Michael Jordan will induct the late Kobe Bryant into the Basketball Hall of Fame. He says, you know, Kobe looked up to him like he was a brother. He says, as I got to know him, I wanted to be the best big brother that I could be. Other inductees include Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, and more. And the ceremony is set for May 15th.
Besides Michael Jordan, Kevin Garnett is my favorite player. And that is where the Jordan crime meme came from, when he was when he did a speech. And I wonder when we get another Jordan crime meme from this speech.
Crime meme was from when he gave that speech at Carolina.
Yeah, that's what it was. Exactly. Yeah. So this one right here, well, you know he's going to cry for Kobe. We're going to get another Jordan crime.
Well, he cried at the memorial service when he did his speech. As a matter of fact, speaking of that memorial service, if you all missed his moving speech at Kobe Bryant's memorial service, I also have that up on our website, power98fm.com.
Let's go. Let's go, MJ.
Popular hip-hop festival Rolling Loud has been pushed back to late this summer. Instead of May, it will now take place July 23rd through July 25th in Miami. Now, if those dates do not fit your schedule, don't worry. They will be offering refunds later this month. Rolling Loud organizers also say that they're working hard to keep the original lineup from 2020 that includes Post Malone and ASAP Rocky. A district judge for the R. Kelly case says that it's going to be moved to New York City and is set to begin on August 9th. The trial was put off due to the pandemic, but protections have been put in place in Brooklyn, so they can proceed there. R. Kelly continues to deny the sex trafficking allegations. But according to his lawyer, he says, you know, he's looking forward to this trial, so he can get this out of the way.
Yeah.
Joel Santana's travel request was denied. Legal documents show the rapper requested travel from Miami, well, to Miami for work. Authorities say, look, you've been enjoying too much freedom, just a little bit too much. You've been enjoying your freedom just a little bit too much. And he was going to be traveling with two felons, and he failed a drug test. So that all goes into place. Why his travel request was denied.
Damn, Joel.
Happy birthday to Akon, Chance the Rapper, and Martin Lawrence. Oh, and also new music out today. Young Thug dropped his album. And also Megan Thee Stallion dropped a new video last night called Work. You all can check that out on our website as well. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
I got a dope duffel bag that I want to give away, man. I need caller number 9 to call up here. Caller number 9, 704-570-WPEG. I got a dope duffel bag. Listen, top quality bag, smell-proof bag. It's whatever you want it to be. That's what this is. Call up here right now, man, if you want this bag.
Jessica, Jessica. The
neighborhood. Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.